So as we human beings can do a wide variety of activities, doesn't that prove that we have free will?
Yes, of course.
See, we can do, like when a cat sees a mouse, a cat cannot think, today is Ekadashi. So, there is impulse and there is intelligence. The animals also have intelligence. But their intelligence is used to serve the impulse. Okay, there's a deer over there. There's a lion. I want to catch it. But the wind is blowing like this. If I blow like this, they'll get the smell. So I will go around and pounce on the deer. So intelligence is there, but the intelligence is used in the service of the impulse. We humans, we also have impulses. But we can use our intelligence to check our impulse. So, we definitely have free will. And by that free will, we can do a wide variety of activities. So this, so from an observed perspective, it is true that we have free will. But what I was saying is, this is not explainable. The existence of free will, which is a fact of life, is not explainable within the scientistic worldview. The scientistic worldview holds that we are simply impulse-driven creatures. So therefore, it is the fact that we can do a variety of activities, that itself indicates we have free will. And this, how we are able to do activities which are non-impulsive or which are even counter-impulsive. No, survival for fittest, of the fittest is the driving principle according to the theory of evolution. It is true at one level, but it is not too exhaustive. It is true at the physical level. If there is some food and I am hungry, I will want to pounce on the food and eat it. That's the impulse. But we have a higher side. We have intelligence. We have conscience. Although I may be very hungry, if I see others also don't have food, then although it's limited, I may divide the food. Sometimes I may give my share to someone else. Now when a person is drowning, at that time, now somebody may jump into the river to save that person. Now they are risking their life. But they risk their life to save the person. And then what do we see over there? Actually, this is not survival of the fittest. This is sacrifice by the fittest for the survival of the unfit. And we don't think this is, oh, you are so stupid. No, if somebody risks their life, they are considered heroes. We consider it an ennobling feature of the human beings. So the very fact that we can do activities that are non-impulsive, even counter-impulsive, that indicates that we are more than programmed machines. That we have a side of us which can resist the programming of the machines and act according to higher principles. Okay?